Kerbo say, hope all is good. Today's daf is getting daf Chaf Gimel. We're here on Chaf Beis and Beis at the Mishnah. Kol Kshem Lichtov Vesaget, Afil Lichay Yishav Devekatran, Ha'isha Vekatran, right? Everybody is kosher to write a get, right? And we're obviously, when we say writing a get, we'll have to discuss exactly which part of the get. Are we talking about the Torah, if the Tofes, are we talking about the Chasimos we're going to have on Amud Aleph in a second? But okay, everybody's kosher to write a get, right? Doesn't, you know, even Lichay Yishav Devekatran. Ha'isha kosev says gita ve'ish kosev es shovro. The woman can even write her own get. The husband can even write his own receipt. She'in kima get el v'chosmavka, because the kima of the get, right, the only way you can establish that it's legit, right, is through the people who are signing it. So regardless of, you know, who prints it out from a website or whatever, right, it, the chasima is what's important. So the Gemara says, I v'alav b'nei d'yaninu. How could you let a cher shot v'katan write a get? They don't have proper das. Samar avuna v'hu shehaya godel. Omeid al gabav. That is only if there's a godel, if there's someone standing over it, if there's someone who knows who he's talking about, right? If you look at Rashi, again, if you remember, because you need to have a get that's lishma. So as long as there's someone there instructing him to do X, Y, and Z, right? That then that's fine. And just to keep on going in Rashi, this is important because kasavar Rav Huna masnis and Rabbi Elazar hi. Right? Again, if you remember, we're going to come back to this time and time again, as we have Machlokes Rabbi Lazar and then Rabbi Meir, whether Eidei Chasima Karti or Eidei Nisir Karti. Well, which is more important, the witnesses on the giving of the get or the witnesses on the signature of the get? And apparently Rav Huna is holding the like Rabbi Lazar, that the ksiva has to be the Shema. Again, if you remember, the pasuk says, because of law, you have to write for her a get. And if you hold it, the Eidei Nisir Karti, that the giving of the get, the witnesses on that, that's the ikur, like Rabbi Elazar does. So then you hold that because of law, it means that the get has to be lishma. Rabbi Meir, on the other hand, who holds that the chasima is what's legitimate, so because of law, means that you have to sign the get, right, lishma. Okay, so either way, so that's Rabbi Ravuna holds, Masnitz and Rabbi Elazar, he's just continuing Rashi to finish the point, the bai ksiva lishma, right, who holds that the ksiva is lishma. Okay, fine. So good. So Amalei is back in the Gemara. Amalei of Nachman Elamiata. But if that's true, of Kucham v'Yisrael Omer Al Gav of Hachinami the Kasher. Well, if that's true, so then a guy who's writing a get and a Jew is instructing him what to do, right, that also should be good. If you tell me it is good, it's not true. By the time we learn the Brisa of Kucham Posel. Puzzle over. So the Gemara says that a guy is not good. So why? What's the difference between a guy and a cheresh of the v'katan? Right. If the whole case is where someone's standing over his shoulder, right, and instructing him what to write. So the Gemara says over kuchavim l'taydei d'nafshei avad. Right. That a guy, right, has his own das. You know, he's thinking his own. He has his own proper das. He's already legally, right, competent or whatever. And even though the guy's telling him what to do, right, maybe he's gonna, you know, think in his own right to do something else. A chayyush of the v'katan could be instructed. They don't have a luchik das, so therefore they rely on the das of the guy, right, that is telling them what to do. But a guy, right, he could do what he wants, right? So maybe he won't. Maybe he's thinking about some other couple, and therefore the get won't be, right, lishma. Okay. Fine. Hadar Amar Rav Nachman. Then Rav Nachman said that lav milzihi d'amri. Forget, right, what I said. Meaning that was Rav Nachman's answer. So he said, forget what I just said. Why? Meaning, not haba, but hava. Meaning, because, again, we're going to see in a second, the Mishnah on the Mabez, right, apostles are going from bringing the get, so that implies that he can actually write the get. The whole thing we started was, v'atanya ever kacham apostle. Then we just have a brisa that says that a goy is puzzled from writing a get. So the Gemara says, I hear Rabbi Elazar. No, that's Rabbi Elazar. The Amri Eidei Misir Karti, right, according to Rabbi Elazar, that says Eidei Misir Karti, that you need this, the giving of the get has to have the Eidim, that's the Iker Eidim, will be an Aksiva Lishma. Therefore, when the Pasuk says, because of law, might require Aksiva Lishma. And the get's not going to write a lishma, so meaning because he's going to have his own das. So therefore, that brisa is Rabbi Elazar who requires the ksiva to be the shema. But our mission, again, now Rav Nachman is saying that our mission is actually Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir who holds that we don't need the ksiva the shema. Therefore, a goy can actually write a get. Okay, fine. Just to point out that big Tosas is on the base and Chaf Beis on the base, it points out other types of realms of halacha where you have someone else watching over the person doing the item in question. For example, if you ever need, for example, the most common one that comes up to mind is shechita. And if you look at that's the basically the first thing that Tosfos mentions. Right, check out it over there. He has a whole long discussion. Right, again, that sometimes you have a possibility where someone can kind of instruct someone else to do something. Again, obviously, if you require it to be lishma, so then you have to play with it, right, halachically. You know, fine. Okay. Right. Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, Omer hayer Rav Meir, afilu mutzo ba'ashpa, chosmo v'nasna la kosher. Rav Meir used to say, again, what we just said, Rav Nachman just said that our Mishnah is Rabbi Meir. So he said that, again, Rabbi Meir would say, again, that, as we pointed out before, that the positive kosher law doesn't mean that you need to have the get l'shma, and therefore, if you find it in a garbage heap, right, and you just sign and give it there, right, that's fine, right? If you printed it online from a PDF, right, you just, whatever it is, signed it, give it there, that actually works. Esri, Rav Nachman, Rav said, one second, the kosher law. Pasuk says, because of l'shma, right? I ruined it for you, but I spoiled it for you. But the pasuk says, because of l'shma, it has to be l'shma, right? My love, the ksivas aget, doesn't that mean that you have to write the get l'shma? So I said, lo, chasimas eidim. No, again, as we said before, that Rav Meir holds that pasuk means that the chasima the eidim, right? If Rav Meir holds eidim chasima karti, that the signing of the get is what's igger. Therefore, he holds that that's what has to be the shema, and that's what the pasuk is talking about. Asir, Rava, Rava, asking another question. Kol get shenichtav shalol l'shum isha apostle. If you have a get that's not written for the woman in question, right, that's apostle. So what do you mean? The get, right, again, was, you find it in a garbage heap, you print it online, that's obviously not written for the woman. So Gemara says, ema shenichtav shalol l'shum isha apostle. No, so what that means is, as Rabbi Meir is going to do, basically, what you could just a very quick fix, an easy fix to all the Mishnayos that say that it has to be written l'shma. He means, yeah, the signatures have to be written l'shma. Right? That's just a very, you know, very easy thing that you can just turn around and he'll have to interpret all those Mishnayos to talking about chasima. Or, as we did before, you can interpret all those Mishnayos to be Rabbi Elazar Shita, but Rabbi Meir would disagree. Okay, Esvei, another kashuk shu koso ki ilu koso l'shma. Right, when he writes right the get, right, he has to write l'shma. My lab hu kshu kosro l'toref l'shma. Aren't we talking about the toref, which is the ikar part of the get, right? The kielu kosro l'tofes b'shma is it's as if. I mean, he also has to write the tofes. The tofes is like the kind of the basic form, you know, letter. The toref is which has his name, her name, etc. So Gemara says, "La, no, because you chosmo l'shmo, kilu kosvo l'shmo." Again, that's exactly what we're talking. Again, we just reinterpret, right, to mean that everything that has to be l'shmo has to be the signing. So if you sign the get l'shmo, so then it's as if he did everything else l'shmo. V by Sema, or another answer, honey, mes nisim, money, Rabbi Elazar Shita. Like we said before, the two possibilities that Rabbi Meir can just kind of flip around and use whenever you find a Mishnah that disagrees with him, either and says that the writing has to be the Shema, so either you can interpret it as to mean that the Chasima, the signing, has to be the Shema, or you can just say, how much needs some money, Rabbi Elazar, right? You can say that's Rabbi Elazar Shita, Damar Edi Masir Karti, right? That Mishnah is not a Kasha on me, because that's holding like Rabbi Elazar. Okay, fine. Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Rahu Shashir Makom HaTorif. I mean, when we say what we had the Shiloh we started with, how could you have a Cheresh of the Bekatan right again? That's only if you leave over the Torif. The Torif, again, has her name, his name, etc. Right, that's the Iker part of the get. So here, what we're saying is, okay, the Cheresh of the Bekatan can write all the other stuff, right, that's included in the get. But here, right, but if they leave over the Torif, right, so that's fine. And that has to be the Shema, because that's the Iker part of the get. V'chein Amar of Chaga Mashmei De'ula V'hu Shashir Makam HaTorev. And again, that's the Chayish of the Rekatan can write again as long as they leave that part over. V'Rabbi Elazar, and it's Rabbi Elazar Shita. Fine. V'Rabbi Zriga Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Zriga says the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Ein HaTorah. That's not actually true. That's not the Halacha. My Ein HaTorah, what do you mean? Amar Rabbi Abba Kanu L'Dicha K'she'in Koach L'Shema. It's coming to teach me, right, that She'in Koach L'Shema. Rabbi Meir, meaning that you don't need what's it called, the Shema, but it's Rabbi Meir Shita, right? The Amar Eidei Chasima Karti, right? Who says that it's the Eidei Chasima? Rabbi Elazar. Didn't we have another opinion that said Rabbi Yochanan held that the Mishnah was Rabbi Elazar, not Rabbi Meir? So Gemara says, yeah, Amarayim Nuvali, but Rabbi Yochanan. It's Machlokes Amarayim. How Rabbi Yochanan would learn the Mishnah? Does the Mishnah hold like Rabbi Elazar, or does the Mishnah hold like Rabbi Meir? Okay, fine. Hakol k'sherim l'havi yisaget, chutz m'cher shalat v'katan. Now, in terms of, again, Mishnah Naman Aleph, right, there's another Mishnah Naman Beis, I believe, but, okay, so this is the Mishnah we referenced earlier. Everybody is able to bring the get, except for cher shalat v'katan. Also, adding to those two, we'll have to talk about these, suma v'ovikochavim, also a blind person, and also a goy. Kibel a katan v'higdil, Let's say the person changed status. A person, let's say, he received the katan. The katan, he was 12 and a half when he got the get, and then when he gave the get, he was 13. Cheresh vint pakach, or he originally was a cheresh, a mute, and then he became healthy, he could speak. Suma, he was originally was blind, vint patach, and then he became healthy, and he could see. Shaita, he was crazy, and then vinishtata, and he became normal, right? He became healthy. Ovkuchav min his guy, or he was a guy, and he converted. So in all those cases, puzzle, it's no good, right? Because you have to have both the receiving of the get and the giving of the get, right? When they became a shliach to give the get, they had to have been shayach. But if the guy was healthy when he got the get went a little crazy, right? And this is not crazy. This is the cheresh. He became mute, and then he became healthy again, and then gave the get. Right? I mean, if you had two periods of health on the bookends, and then in the middle you had a time where they became a psul, so then the Mishnah is going to say that's fine. So the first case is someone who was healthy became mute and then became healthy. Pasuach v'nistama v'chazer v'nistpatech. Someone who could see became blind, then he could see again. Shifoi v'nishtata v'chazer v'nishtata. Someone who was normal, then he became crazy, then he became normal again. Obviously, we don't have the case of a guy converting and then going back to being a guy, because that's not a thing. Okay. So kosher, in that case, it's kosher. Zeh kalz is the rule. Kol she tchilas v'sofa b'daz kosher. You need to have the beginning when he was made the shliach, and at the end with the giving of the get, then he has to be a kosher, and then everything will be fine. So Gemara says, Bishlam chayr shadav katan b'lav b'nei Danyanu. Right? And we listed five people who can't bring a get. So I get the first three, right? They always come together. They're not b'nei das. They can't affect, right, this halachic situation. But, okay, so that's the first three. Ovgachavim nami. I understand why a guy can't do it, because d'lav b'nei bar who she's not shayach, right, to a hetera, to make this woman mutter. I mean, he's not shayach to Jewish marriage. Right? Goyim have a very different rules of marriage, and they're not shayach to the kedusha of a Jewish marriage. El suma my lo, but a blind person, what's wrong with a blind person? Right? He's a totally normal Jew, chayav and mitzvos, etc. So I'm Rav Sheshas, lefisha ino yudea, mi not lo, mi not no. It's because he's simply, very practical, very technical reason, he has no idea who's getting a get from and who's giving a get to. Right, if you look at Tosfos over here, that seems to imply, right, that the shliach needs to recognize and needs to know, right, the husband and the wife, right, which is he brings that up as a possibility, right? He says maybe not necessarily, but okay, that's just very interesting. So Maskev Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef said, "What do you mean? Heach suma mutar beishto?" Again, just also another kind of technical but kind of obvious question afterwards. If you tell me that we have the suma has no way to recognize people. Again, I'm not trying to be insensitive to blind people, but I don't really know too many blind people. I'd imagine they have heightened. They say that they have heightened senses, right? If you don't have one sense, you have heightened senses. But says Rav Yosef, what do you mean? How in the world could a suma be with his wife? Like, he doesn't know which woman this is. Like, he doesn't have any other way of recognizing her besides sight. And also, even more than that, forget a blind person. How could anybody be with their wife at night? You can't see anything. Okay, nowadays we have lights, but back in the day, you have to remember, back in the day, they had no light whatsoever. All they had was candlelight. Right, not appropriate to be with your wife at night when there's light. It's much more appropriate to do it at night. That's how they praised Achashverosh, because he saw women came to him every single night. And the Gemara and Megillah praises him for that he didn't, he wasn't with them during the day. So Gemara says, so what do you mean? You can't recognize people without seeing them? So Gemara says, Ela tfias in the dekala, hachanami, tfias in the dekala. It must be that there's some sort of voice, this is the original voice recognition, right? Obviously nowadays that has different connotations, but it has to be the original, the OG voice recognition. And so over here, it must be that the blind person can recognize, right, the husband and wife, and he can know that this he's giving, right, the get from the guy's husband to his wife. So therefore, back into the question, why in the world should a suma be possible, right, to give a get? Alam Rav Yosef, how come Chutz La'aretz askina? No, because the case over here is that we're in Chutz La'aretz. To play the memar, fainechta, fainechta, v'lo matzi memar. Because we need, again, it's kind of technicality. He needs to be able to say, when he's a shliach, to deliver a get. Coming from Chutz La'aretz, he has to be able to say, fainechta, fainechta. What does that mean? That means it was written in front of me, and it was signed in front of me. He has no idea. That part he definitely doesn't know. Okay, he knows, recognize the people in the room, but he's not seeing the signature or the signing or the writing. So Abaye said, but what do you mean? Elmiata patuach v'nistama matzi amar hachinami the kosher. Well, what do you mean? If that's the only problem, so then what about the case where the guy could see and then he became blind? right? You should say that that's fine. Vakatani, but we learned in the Mishnah that patuch v'nistami v'chazor v'nisbatei kosher. Right? The only reason that a guy is able to give the get is because if he could see, then he became blind, and then he started to see again. Chazor v'nisbatei, in lo chazor v'nisbatei lo. And if he didn't become healthy again, if he was still blind, he would not be able to see. But why? The whole problem with the blind person is that he didn't see to be able to say v'fanech t'fanech. But if he was healthy, he did see. So why should that be a problem? Gemara says, really, who adin afagav delu chazor v'nisbatei? Really, no. Really, you're right. In Echanami, that even if a blind person stayed blind, right, and didn't get healthy again, he would still be able, right, to deliver the get. Didn't the Mishnah say that it's only if he became healthy again, if he became, he regained his eyesight? No, that's just a parallel of the language. Because I did the katani shipo even ishtate, because mishtafe, right, because one of them is very specific, that by the case of going crazy, I think that only works if the guy became healthy again. It was not crazy, right? He was only crazy in the middle, and he was a bar das, right? He was totally healthy and a legal Jew at the beginning and the end. Time of the chadav v'nishtape, right? Hello, chazav v'nishtape, hello, right? That only works, right, if the guy was healthy again at the end. You can say a shaita that doesn't have any bar das. So Tananami says, therefore, we also said patuach v'nishtape v'nishtama v'chazav v'nishtapeach, right? So therefore, we also listed the case of a suma of a blind person, and when he became healthy again, just to parallel the language. But really, if a blind person stayed blind, he would also still be able to deliver the get, because he could say, because he could see at that point. Right? It's not a great answer, if I may just throw it out there. I didn't see really anybody who mentions this, but as we said before, right, the goy is not mentioned, because he's not able to become a goy again. So it seems pretty, we left that out, like, on purpose. Right, so it seems pretty dafka. The Mishnah seems pretty dafka. Okay. Either way, that's just the aura that I thought of when I was chazir and daf. Okay. Amar Ravashi. Ravashi says, Deganami. And this language makes a lot of sense. That the blind person, even if he was blind, he could still give the get. It's only the shaita that has to become healthy again before he gives the get. The Katani, because of what did the Mishnah say at the end? Zeh klal, this is the rule. Kol she techilaso b'sofo bedas kosher. That the only one who's the whole general rule is anybody who has das at the beginning and the end, that's kosher. For lo katani kol she techilaso b'sofo bekashrus kosher. The Mishnah does not insist. Thank you. That's the word. The Mishnah does not insist on everybody's halachic status at the beginning and end. Right, at the beginning of the shlichos and at the end. But it only says bedas, right? A person has to be able to have halachic das. Well, Suma has halachic das, right? And therefore, Shema Minah, right? Therefore, we see, right, the fact that the guy was still blind, right? He could taka, deliver the get, no problem. Boy minei mi Rabbi Ami. They asked the following shayla from Rabbi Ami. Eved ma'u she'asu shlich l'kabo get isha mi'ad baila. What about an eved? Can an eved get a get, no pun intended, from my husband, right, to give to his wife, right? And how does that work? Now, we saw before that you could write a get on a slave, but that's different. That's not true. That's before Midin Chotzer, right? That's because the slave is considered to be property, etc. Right? That's as if he is the actual get itself. So, but what can he deliver a get? What about an Evan? Amalahu, Midin Kopasle, Lovukachavim, since the Mishnah Apostle the guy, we call it the Evid Kosher. Apparently, it makes sense. It's logical that an Evid works. Good. Amar Rav Asi, Rav Asi said, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, ain't Evid Nasa Shleich HaKavah Get, Isha Miad Ba'ala. Actually, Rabbi Yochanan said, it doesn't work. Why? Lefisha ain't Abitur is getting a Kiddushin. Because he's not Shaykh to, again, like we said about the Goy, he has the same problem with the Goy, he's not Shaykh to Torah Gittin and Kiddushin, he's not Shaykh to Jewish marriage. Right, again, a slave can be with a Shifcha Kananis, there's no, formal, that type of, there's no formal marriage in Chuppah, etc. by an Eved, so he's not Shaykh to Gittin and Kiddushin, he's not Shaykh to Jewish marriage, he's not able to bring a get. Maskevla Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar said, time of the Milsa, delay. The Milsa, the Ise, kosher. So apparently, what do you see? The reason he can't do it, anything, right, halachically, is that if he's not involved in that halacha, if he's not included, he's not shayach that halacha, he can't be the shliach. But if he is, apparently he's kosher. Problem is, we know that the Mishnah says that a guy and a kuti can, if they give truma, then that truma works. That's not as well as the Mishnah. The Mishnah in trumos, right? My per gimel, okay, good. Mishnah test. However,
they can give truma, but
Utsnan, we also learned, but if a guy takes truma for a Jew, even if the Jew told him to do it, that doesn't work. Right. My time, why not? Lav mishum dechtiv, atem gan atem, doesn't it seem to, isn't that because the pasuk says atem, that you, right, the Jews, have to give the trumas, and ma atem yisro af v'shluch hacham yisro, that just like you have to give the truma, so too your shlichem can have to give truma. So how can you tell me, right, that the only reason, right, that an eved, right, is possible to be shaykh to the gad, he's not shaykh to Jewish marriage, right, again, it seems to be that's not true. Meaning that it doesn't matter. So again, there sees that shlichus, again, this pasuk says that shlichus, right, has to be from Jews, right, and regardless of whether the eved is shaykh to get in kiddushin, and therefore if he's shaykh to other relatives of halacha, maybe he can be a shliach. Right, this pasuk says atem Yisrael af shluchachem Yisrael, that the shlichus is only shaykh to Jews. So Amar Devei Rav Yanai, so they said in the base manager Rav Yanai, lo, right, that doesn't mean that you're learning the wrong drasha. But it's not, again, there's a drasha on atem, but it doesn't mean af atem Yisrael af shluchachem Yisrael. The drasha is ma'atem b'nei bris af shluchachem b'nei bris. Just like you are shaykh to the bris, meaning shaykh to right, Jews, if you look at Rashi, who have a bris milah, shaykh to mitzvot, right? An eved is chayv in mitzvot like a woman. Right, so it has a bris milah, right? Eved kanani. So that drasha includes avadim, right, two realms of halacha that they're shaykh to. So therefore, again, they're included in shlichus to a certain extent, as long as they're shaykh to the halacha. And that's exactly what we just taught a moment ago. Okay, Amar Rabbi Chaim Rav, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ein Hayved Nas Shliach LeKabel Get Isha Miad Bailu LeFshein B'Torah Zgidim Kiddushin. Again, we just said before, right, that Rabbi Yochanan said that basically a get, an every Kanani cannot bring a get. Because he's not shaykh, right? He's not shaykh to Jewish marriage. Favol pishishani, you know, and even though that we learned hare at shifcha vavladech ben chorin, if for whatever reason the guy says to his eved kanani, or I guess shifcha kanani, that is his female eved, that you are going to be my slave still, but your ubar, your vladecha, your child, apparently she's pregnant, is going to go free. And that works. And Haisa Ubra, if she was pregnant, Zoch, although that works, right, then she can be Zocha, she can accept the Get Shechar for her unborn fetus. Apparently, she's a Shliach. Mayim Haisa Ubra Zochalo. Wait, what does that mean? Apparently, you see that she can be a Shliach for her child. So Gemara says just parenthetically, right? It says, what do you mean if she was pregnant? She acquires the get shechur. So kiyaser or shmuel, meaning what kind of mechanism, what kind of halachic situation is this? Like, why do you have to say that specifically? Meaning, if she can get her own get shechur, as Rashi says over here, so she can be a shliach, right, to get her sons. So what is he getting at? So kiyaser or shmuel bar yuda am rabbi yochanan tarti. What he said, let's read that a little better. Kesar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Amar, he said, Rabbi Yochanan Tarti Amar, that Rabbi Yochanan really is teaching two things. Meaning that, first of all, Nirin Dvarim She'ever Mekabal Ger Lechavero Miyad Rabo Shal Chavero Ve'aval Lo Miyad Rabo Shalo. That he says, it seems to him that a get, excuse me, that an Evan can get a get for another slave, right, not from his own master, right, but from someone else's master, from the other guy's master, but not from his own master. Because he doesn't have a yad to be mekabel something from his own master, right? Anything, kol shekana eved kan rabo, anything that eved acquires, right, the master acquires. The master can't give the eved anything because the eved can't be makne for somebody else. But he can acquire from someone else, from some other master, because that already will be, as if he's acquiring it for his master, then he's makne for the eved. Vim lechashecha adam lemor lomar zu halacha shnuya. And if someone will say that that's already, we already learned that already, right, that in the following braisa, im haiza ubra zachtalo, meaning that the one we just quoted, I mean, if you tell me that halacha has already been taught by the braisa we just quoted, so you could say shnei gadoli ador peshos sadavra. This is one of the places in Shas, I'm not holding all of them, where they use the phrase gadol ador. I'm not sure how many other places there is. I'm sure the Gedolei Ador could tell you, but it's just interesting to note. Anyway, Shnei Gedolei Ador Peshus Ador, we already had the Gedolei Ador, the two Gedolei Ador already explained, Rabbi Zeriv, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yitzchak, and they said, the Chad Amar, one of them said, Ha Mani Rabbi, it's Rabbi Shita, the Amar HaMashachar Chatzi Avdo Kana, right? That if you according to the Rebbe, he says if you free half your slave, so the slave acquires that half. The Chad Amar, and the other one said, my time is Rebbe. What's Rebbe's shita? Right, Baha, meaning what's his, why does he say that it's this works? Kasavra ubar yerech imohu. And the reason Rebbe holds that the mother can acquire the geshecha for her fetus, for her unborn child, is because of this halacha we just said, that if you're mishtachar hechatzi eved, he's kana, right? It's as if the shecha kananis is acquiring one of her limbs, right? One of her arms, and therefore, right, that works. That's not against, right? That price is not against Rabbi Yochanan, what we said before. What Rabbi Yochanan said before, that an eved cannot get a get shechur from his master, right, for another eved, because it's really, she is just acquiring, right, one of her limbs. Okay, let's do a little bit more. Af hanashim she'inan ne'emanos lomar meiz baila, right, ne'emanos lahavi gita. Even the certain women who we would not necessarily believe to say that the husband died because they want to get, they have some sort of animosity or fight or hatred against the wife, so we don't believe them to say that your husband died, and therefore you're free to remarry, etc. Even though, obviously we believe Eid Echad, that we talked about already, that if you believe Eid Echad Neman, right, one person, one witness is believed to say that a woman's husband died, but we don't believe certain women, which we'll list in a second in the Mishnah, even those women that we don't believe to say that the husband died, or to say that someone else's husband died, Nemanos Lavi Gita, are still believed to bring the get. And who are these women? Chamosa, her mother-in-law, Bas Chamosa, her sister-in-law, Sarasa, her co-wife, Via Vimta, and her the person who would be Shayach, right, to Yibum. Yevimta is, sorry, Ashes Achi Baila, meaning that the wife of, meaning her sister-in-law, but meaning her husband's brother's wife, because maybe, right, then they'll become a tzara, right, we did that in Yivamos. And then Bas Baila, and the daughter, right, of her husband, right, then her stepdaughter. Okay, ma bein get la misa. What's the difference between get and misa? Shekas ksav mochiach. Simply because there is something written here. There, we can prove, right, that they're not trying to lie, because we'll have to see exactly why there's proof in the get. But as opposed to just making a statement, right, there's something else here at play, right, that kind of proves, right, what they're saying. Okay, ha'isha atzma v'vias gita u'vachit zirchalom v'fainachta v'fainachta. Right, and sure enough, right, the woman herself is allowed to bring her own get, as long as she says, right, find nechtem, right, we have to figure out exactly what the case is. Or a little further, if Atani learned in a baisa, shem she'in ne'manos lomar beis maila kach in ne'manos lavi gita, but didn't we say that it doesn't matter whether they're saying that the guy died or the way that they got divorced, right, these women are not believed, period. Some of you say, "Vlokasher kan baaretz kan b'chutz laaretz." It depends on where you are. In Eretz Yisrael versus not Eretz Yisrael. But Eretz to love a dibure dido kosam chinan. In Eretz Yisrael, where we're not relying on her word, right? Why are we not relying on her word in Eretz Yisrael? Because again, she has meaning she doesn't realize Rashi says, she doesn't have to say before nechtam. So therefore, right, behemna, right, they're believed. But b'chutz laaretz, the dibur didaka sam chinan lo mana, right? Again, but in chutz laaretz, when she has to say before nechtam, right, the rule is, and according to Rav Yosef, that we don't believe what she says. If she's bringing us something, fine. But if she has to say before nechtam, so then we're back in the same situation where we don't believe her to say the husband died, and we also don't believe her to say fainechtam. I'm like, Vayavai says, what do you mean? Adi rabba, ibchum is davro. That doesn't make sense. The reverse makes sense. Right? The opposite makes sense. But it's in Eretz Yisrael, he also bal me'arer, that if mashkichinam be, that in Eretz Yisrael, where if the husband, meaning we haven't said fainechtam, and therefore if the husband comes and says it's not a real get, right, so then we believe him, right, that he has power to do that. So people might think, right, that it is possible that they're just coming to kind of mess up, right, this wife by a fake get. So she's not believed. But if a get comes from chutz laaretz and people say, husband says, I don't know what you're talking about, we don't believe him. Right, since it's already, right, that's fine. So then, in that case, Mehemna, then she is believed, because she can't really do anything to the get. We're not going to assume that she's what's it called, that she's faking it, because her eidus is a fanechtam, meaning there's nothing that she can do One second, sorry. All right, you know what? We'll come back to this. I'm not sure exactly why. I'm not sure exactly why that would work. Why can't they believe, meaning if she lies? Okay, Bli Nedar, we'll start. We'll come back with this. We'll start from the Gemara tomorrow with Hashem, because I'm not sure why we wouldn't suspect the woman of lying. I don't know why the Gemara says that. I'm trying to figure out exactly. Okay, I'm not sure why Mehemna she would be believed. Okay, Bseder, we'll come back to this. Bezer Hashem, have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.